listening to First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network. Live from Radio Row in Arizona, ahead of the big game, here's Greg Frank and Howard Balzer.
Here from the Phoenix Convention Center, it is day two of our coverage, heading up to the big game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday evening. Our good friends at Special Olympics stop by our table again, and we're thankful enough to have the Broncos linebacker Alex Singleton and Monty Briggs, a Special Olympics athlete. Thank you both for joining us. How are we doing?
Thanks for having us. We're doing pretty good.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, so Monty, let's start with you. Just tell us a little bit about your background and kind of how you got involved with the organization and how you got to where you are now.
I'm mostly like an athlete, you know. I like playing sports. I like playing around with people. So I started doing Special Olympics, you know, playing sports around that. You feel me?
Do you have a favorite sport growing up?
I love football.
Yeah, okay. And where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
Okay, we're based out of Houston. So you a Texans fan?
Texans fan? No.
No. I suppose it's kind of hard to be a Texans fan lately.
Yes, but it is hard.
Hey, D'Amico Ryans, hopefully he'll get him turned around, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Alex, how about you? Just what made you want to get involved with the organization?
Yeah, I've been involved my whole life. You know, my older sister is a participant in Special Olympics, so it's been something that's, you know, pretty much been in me since the day I was born. And, you know, so I love giving back, been volunteering since middle school. So it's something, you know, that I take a lot of pride in. Every city I'm in, it's the first organization I reach out to when I get there.
Obviously, there has to be a lot of gratification when you see not only how much this all means to the participants, but how joyful it is, you know, in terms of just the part. Yeah, winning, that's cool, but the participation and all that. Is that a big thing for you? And obviously, yeah, you like to win, but, you know, jobs don't depend on it and things like that in your line of work.
Yeah, you know, that's what the coolest part about Special Olympics is. Every time I volunteer, I take more, you know, from them than I think they do from me. You know, the joy, the passion, the love, the support, the care, like you were saying, you know, win or lose, it's, you know, and it's why it's in the athlete's oath. You know, it's, you know, they're going to be together. It's a unified program, and it brings everybody together. And that's why, you know, I think Special Olympics is, you know, pushing so hard to have the unified champion schools and to, you know, put one of these into every single school in America and have, you know, everybody together and, you know, be able to, you know, get the united generation together and, you know, make a push to just show that everybody that, you know, everyone is equal, everyone can be together, and it's a great organization that's able to do that through sports.
Monty, what's it like just to be here on Radio Row and be at the Super Bowl, the biggest week in the NFL calendar?
I know what they call it, the biggest game of the year.
That's what it's called.
Super Bowl is pretty nice. It's pretty nice having it in Glendale. You know, the tickets are too expensive.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Are you friendly with some of the other Special Olympics athletes, I'm sure?
I'm friendly with all of them, you know. We keep in touch with each other, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
How much does that mean to you, just that camaraderie or just being with the athlete and competing and doing all that and, you know, just feeling good about everybody and maybe rooting just as hard for some of your friends as you do for yourself?
It means open to me, playing a good game, what we're supposed to be playing. So I'm also a football guy, you know, so things will get competitive, you know. So it's a good game.
Alex, in a lot of ways, your career kind of an underdog story as well in a lot of ways. As you undrafted, and then you end up in the Canadian League, and you really latched on with the Eagles and Doug Peterson's staff at the time and took off as an integral defender at linebacker. And, you know, just how much of some of your own background can you look at as something that you want to try and bring to the Special Olympics organization?
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, my perspective is just to be able to play football. You know, it's something, you know, that I've been able to, you know, do and kind of chip away at over my career. And I think that's the best thing that Special Olympics does is, you know, gives every athlete the opportunity to play. You know, I always say all the time, you know, my older sister, you know, I'm only going to be able to play football as long as I'm going to be able to play. And when I'm done, that's going to be it for me. She's going to be able to participate in Special Olympics, you know, pretty much till the end. And, you know, that's what's most exciting is I can, you know, win as many games as I want and, you know, do everything I can. But, you know, how many medals, awards, and, you know, the stuff that she'll be able to get through Special Olympics is so much more. And it's so, you know, obviously thankful to that organization.
One football question for you. Just, you were with the Eagles last year, the first year with this staff, Nick Sirianni, Jonathan Gannon, and you guys really became a much better football team as the year wore on. A little bit of a slow start out of the gate, and then you get on a little bit of a run, and you end up making the playoffs in the first year with the new staff. And I kind of felt like with the right offseason, and certainly Howie Roseman pushed the right buttons for the Eagles, they could really take off this year. Did you guys feel at the end of last year that there was a lot of momentum that, I know you're not a part of it now, but like has kind of carried over to this year for them?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton. You know, we were feeling it last year, and I think even the last two or three years there, it was, you know, health. I think the big thing, you know, that 2019 season, 2020 was, you know, a lot of injuries. That O-line was banged up. We were on, you know, the back end. We didn't have very many guys around us, and, you know, it continued to grow. And then this year, you know, I think they've been the healthiest team. They've, you know, played the best games, and just, you know, the way, yeah, they've been coming together, how Jalen Hurts has been playing. You know, he was starting to show that at the end of last year. Yeah, and it's special. It's really exciting, and yeah, you know, it'll be fun to watch them on Sunday.
It's interesting you mentioned that 2019 season, because I'm an offensive line honk, only because no one ever wants to talk about it. And you have and that year, of course, the offensive line is decimated. Hardly anybody's out there, but it's all the play caller's fault, or Carson Wentz's fault, or whatever it might be. And here now you have a game. I don't know if you realize this, but both teams, the Chiefs and the Eagles, have only had one backup lineman play at all the entire season. Their starting guys, out of 95 potential starts, have started 92 games.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that right there kind of speaks for why both these teams are playing in this game. And I would already, I know for the Eagles and the Chiefs, really, you know, just playing them. I know the Chiefs have had a lot of receiver injuries as of late, but most of the season they've been relatively healthy. You know, we played them twice in the back end of the season, and it was kind of like, you know, we watched film from all season because they all played all year. And the same thing, just knowing the Eagles and following them, because, you know, most of the guys I'm still pretty good friends with, they haven't had many injuries either. Like, you know, the sixth lineman you're talking about, Jack Driscoll, you know, he got to play a ton the last two seasons because of how many injuries they've had. And I think he's had two starts this year.
Actually, three.
And he's the
two
only one.
Yeah, he's the only one.
He's the only one. And he's a starter on every other team in the league. So, they're both playing with house money this week.
Got to ask you, being with the Broncos, and, of course, this last season is one you want to forget, obviously. But you're with Russell Wilson on the other side, certainly. But you were with him in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have Sean Payton coming in. I don't know if you've talked to teammates since that became official, but what's your thoughts on that? And Russell takes a lot of hits for a lot of things. Who knows how much of it is real, how much of it is just stories out there. But I'm curious your take on that whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge. The momentum, or just, you know, the excitement around the team and the city is, you know, it's how it was kind of for Russell last year. I think everyone feels that same way about Sean Payton. You know, Sean Payton's that, you know, everyone knows his winning pedigree. He, you know, he's not going to let a losing season happen. And I think his press conference yesterday kind of said that, you know, there's a different kind of energy about it. And, you know, that's what you want, you know, after a season like we had last year. And, yeah, so it's going to be competitive. It's going to be fun. And, yeah, I think, you know, no one's going to bet Russell to do that twice. So I have full faith in him. You know, I've been around him, you know, whether it was, you know, being in Seattle and then playing against him for a few years, and I was in Philly, and then us coming together here. It's, it's exciting, and, yeah, I'm really excited for what his future holds, because everyone that's been pretty loud on this negative side, we'll see how loud they are when he turns it around.
Monty, how about you? Just getting you back in here. Some of your favorite players in the NFL to watch. Anybody stand out?
For this game or in general?
Or in general. I guess both.
For this game, I'm going to go with Deontay Smith.
Okay, sure.
I think he's going to be a big role this game.
Yeah. How about that catch he had? Did you see that catch he had, that one-hander against the 49ers?
Yes.
The NFC Championship game? And just the rest of the league, anybody else stand out that you like watching?
How about Jamar Chase?
No,
I had to do some research on him.
Wow. Okay. Jamar Chase is a good one, though.
Jamar Chase, I know he's a great wide receiver. He plays like me.
Oh, he plays
copies
like,
moves
oh,
like
oh,
me.
Oh, he copies so. You. That's where he got all his skills from, right?
Yes.
You know, Special Olympians, Alex, you always get the unvarnished truth, right?
Oh, you know.
What's the rest of the week look like for you? Anything else fun
rest
planned here in Arizona?
Hang out, chill, watch the Super Bowl.
What you got on Friday, Monty?
Friday, I have a game.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, I have a big basketball game. If we win, it increases our chances of going to state. So
there you go.
I'd love to see that.
Okay. And, Alex, how about for you, just as we get you out of here, just what's the future look like for you in Special Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, being completely involved, you know, it's the one organization I know no matter where I am, I will be fully involved with and giving back and volunteering. So, yeah, I don't know what's next. Obviously, another day of Media Row, but then after that, we'll see. Something big.
Real quick, when you are at a place and there's a new coaching staff coming in, is that like a certain amount of uncertainty because you never know how you're going to fit and what they think of you?
Oh, yeah, there's always that uncertainty. And, you know, this will be now, no matter what, my fourth year with a fourth different defensive coordinator.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You get you get thrown to the wolves when you're drawing up new cue cards every offseason.
Jim Schwartz, Jonathan Gannon, Hugh Revero, and now another hire.
Unless I'm in Carolina, it'll be.
That's right. Yeah, well, hey, everybody seems to think really highly of Evero, and I know
he's incredible.
I'm sure that you saw a lot of good things from him on that defense this year.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, thank you both, Monty Briggs and Alex Singleton from Special Olympics, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Yep, okay, thank you guys.
Thanks,
all right,
guys.
We'll be back on the other side.